وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sheikh Kazim Ali.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani lain rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim wa bihi nasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. I welcome you all to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For Humanity, and our topic is Hollywood conditioning of the subconscious mind and the extermination of the human rights. As a parent, I would love to have the control and the freedom to do tarbiyat of my children, to plan the child upbringing, to plan and develop and upbring my child the way I want so that I can help them lead a successful and a comprehensive life, a life which is focused in dunya and akhirat, a life that is focused upon success in dunya and the success for hereafter. However, the point that we were talking about is that how the Western world uses different technologies like highly advanced camera systems to monitor our children's behavior, to monitor their blinking of the eye, to monitor the dilation of their pupils, to see what keeps them stuck to the TV, what keeps them attached to the TV, what makes them listen, and what is it that will make them ghafil, oblivious of their parents, and obey what is being told to them through the TV. And therefore, you will see that these programs that are designed, the animations or the TV series that are designed for children, they use a certain design, the shapes of the characters. You will see that for younger children, they have much bigger and rounder shapes and smaller bodies. And for teens, they have more sharp-looking characters who are focused on strength and fighting. And the colors that are used for children, the combination, the contrast, the sounds that are used for children, and the messages that are delivered to our children from these various cartoons. A series of cartoons were designed and launched on TV, which were focused on upbringing of the child, teaching them to behave in a specific way, teaching them to argue, teaching them to fight with each other, teaching them to misbehave with the parents, teaching them to laugh at others, teaching them to insult and back answer their parents. So if you look at these serials, if you look at these episodes that are designed and focused on children, they have a message in there. While we are focused on delivering and training our children with the Islamic messages, from the messages that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam has given to us, from the messages that we find in our ahadith, and we tell our children to follow those. On the other hand, our children are focused with a dilemma that they see all these negative messages being targeted to them through the animation series. So now the child is going through a battle within his head that on one hand, my mom tells me to behave good. On one hand, my teacher tells me to behave good. But when I look at TV, I see all the children, all the animation characters who are showing off their strength, beating up others, arguing, insulting, laughing at others, back answering to people. So now what is the right way? Which one is the right way? Which one should I listen to? Is my mom right? Is my teacher right? Or is this guy in my TV who is misbehaving, he is right. Because every time this guy misbehaves, others appreciate and say that you did a great job. And all these are the teens. So now the child to have the acceptance among the other children starts behaving like this character in the animation series instead of behaving the way we tell them.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
So you see how our human rights are being trampled here. We mentioned that our human rights are right to live, right to choose, and right to have happiness and freedom for happiness. So now my choice to do tarbiyat of my children is being trampled. The right for my child to live the way he wants is getting trampled. And therefore, this is where we need to understand that this Hollywood technology, this Hollywood methodology is not just for entertainment, not just to make us laugh and enjoy, but in a way, they are conditioning our subconscious mind. Let me take you back to the Ivan Pavlov experiment, that how he used the sound and the light to condition the subconscious mind of the dog. That is how all these Hollywood series, all these Hollywood movies, all these animations are conditioning the subconscious mind of our children by using a specific set of colors, a specific set of sounds, a specific set of messages. And these messages are constantly and regularly delivered to our children so that they get fixated in the conscious and the subconscious mind of the children. And these messages become their command center. And therefore, right from 6 months old to 5 years old, all these kids sit and watch all these animation series, Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, and other stuff. And this is where their brain is being fed with the messages that when these very children grow up, they listen to the Western ideology rather than the Islamic ideology. So tomorrow when you tell your children do infaq, they will find it more difficult to do infaq, whereas Quran says do infaq. And if their teacher or their colleagues tell them to save money and do not give to others, they find it easier to follow that because that is what has been fed to them right from their childhood. And that is the ideology of Adam Smith. That is the ideology of materialism. That is the ideology that is anti-Islamic. And therefore, let's understand that how Hollywood is working on our children, conditioning their subconscious mind and trampling the human rights of our children, where they are losing the freedom to choose and freedom to follow the right religion. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, we hope you enjoyed the program For Humanity. If you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
O mountains of Mecca, you were there when the Prophet Muhammad climbed down in despair. Engraved in his heart were the words of his Lord. To all of mankind, this was his call. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. O people, praise only Allah, glorify Allah. Mountains of Mecca, bear witness that I to the oneness of Allah do I testify. For all that He's given me, how can I deny? My purpose in life should be only to cry. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah. Muhammad is his messenger.